Welcome in another episode of Kicking It with Coach Ruiz, presented by Baptist Health. Coach, the boys are rolling. We are rolling in here to the final week of the regular season, coming off a huge win over FGCU. We kind of had to remind ourselves it had been a while since we beat FGCU, 2009, in fact. But, man, did it look impressive to see those guys go out there and just dominate a game. And, you know, Reed Davis doing his thing, Jose Manza doing his thing, Matt and Gold doing his thing. It all came together this weekend, Coach. Just talk to us about, you know, the kind of role you guys are on here.
Yeah, we're coming down to the end of the stretch here as we enter conference play. And that's the one we want to be peaking. You know, we've had some bumps and bruises early in the season that we felt that we could fix ourselves, that it wasn't something that was being caused by, you know, by the external teams or the opposition, something that we were inflicting into ourselves. And those things are kind of starting to iron themselves out. They're starting to get a little bit better. There's consistency in the lineup. There's consistency in performance from players. And we're taking care of home field, which is always important. If you want to make a run to the championship, you've got to take care of home field advantage, and you have to try to go and steal and get results on the road. So, you know, we've done that one of three on the road. We got Stetson on the road. And then at home right now, we're 2-0, two shutouts against two good teams. And we have to finish things out against UNF this weekend coming up to close down our home stand and with the chance to win our divisional title. But just happy for the boys in the way that they completed a 90-minute period. You know, we talked about all season long, and coaches do that as well. If we can only put together a 90-minute period that's somewhat flawless, never going to be flawless because as coaches, we're always going to find an opportunity to fix and make it better. But if we can complete a 90-minute period that we felt good about how we reacted to problems, how we solved issues on the field, and then obviously how we performed and executed on both phases of the game. And that's exactly what we did. It wasn't perfect by any means, but it was a great performance from the boys. And it was a 90-minute period. And probably one of the proudest moments is, you know, we're up 3-0, it's 20 seconds left, and our boys are sprinting back to try to secure that shutout. I mean, that's a character of a team that wants to lose and they want to win and hate to lose.
He jumped ahead of me there. I was going to ask you about that. I noticed that from up in the press box where I sat that I immediately started thinking, oh no, the shutout. And I see, you know, some guys who don't normally get a lot of run that are on that field busting their butt for a shutout, and see those guys get back and preserve that for the team was really impressive. And, you know, something absolutely you should be proud of. And, you know, I want you to know, it didn't go unnoticed from the people sitting up top. That was exciting to see. You quickly mentioned it there. We're at the top of the table in that South Division with one to get. A win, control our own destiny, a win, we're the top seed in the South. We earn that divisional crown, and we'll get to host a home game in the conference tournament. You know, how much, at least one, how much do you lay that out for these guys? You know, the implications of what that could be. And, you know, and even looking at the North Division, we could finish with the most points of any team in the league, potentially, if we pull off this W here this weekend. You know, how much do you let the guys think about that, talk about that? We had mentioned early on in the year, it's always a goal to win your division, win your conference. You know, what's the message there this week?
Yeah, we don't run away from it, right? Because as a competitor, that's where you want to be. So definitely don't want to shy away from the fact that we are on top of the league and we have a chance to capture the division title. And like you said, and host the first round of playoffs at home and hopefully the rest of the playoffs. So, you know, we talked about it briefly about the magnitude of the moment, but then we talk about embracing that moment and living in it and not looking ahead. And moments are decided by, you know, one day at a time. So, you know, Saturday night against UNF at home will take care of itself if we take care of the day. So, you know, yesterday in training, you know, we reviewed tape from Florida Gulf Coast. You know, we broke it down to areas that we could improve on and areas that we thought we did extremely well. So then we need to do them more often and just building confidence in the guys, but keeping them humble at the same time that, you know, one win, a 3-2 record right now doesn't guarantee you anything. You still have to show up on Saturday night and play, and just reminding them of their habits that got them to where we are today so they don't forget them. But for sure, you know, not take away the confidence that they have. And I'd say yesterday was probably our best practice of the season. the guys were just buzzing. They were confident in themselves. They were happy. They were getting after. They're working hard. And that's what a good win like that will do to you. We'll just give the guys a sense of confidence that they were needing. But then it's our job as coaches to make sure that we're still doing the little things right that got us to where we are today and not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, you know, they say we do still have a few hours left here in March Madness. They say that, you know, the dangerous teams are the ones who get hot late. You know, we talked early on about some of the struggles scoring the ball, and here we are starting to find our way. You mentioned the consistency and sort of the you just mentioned how having some of your best practices of the year of late here, and like that creates a dangerous team, a team that's hot late, and you're clicking at the right time, which is awesome. On the individual side, we've talked about Reed, we've talked about Jose on this call, on this podcast at length, but finally getting their due here, and they are unanimous ASUN player and defensive player of the week. Reed earning player of the week for the second time this year, Jose getting defensive player of the week for their efforts against FGCU. Just speak to those guys and their impact on this program and this team.
Yeah, I think it's uncanny on how players that are team players first, they end up getting the accolades. And you look at someone like Reed, you know, he hasn't scored in every single game. You know, he's had some really good looks to be on a score sheet in every game. But the work that kid does off the field, you know, in practice, off the ball for his team is just incredible. And I think the team believes in him. He has a really high ceiling and a belief in himself of how good he can be. But he's constantly working. He's constantly looking to get better. He's not resting on his laurels. After the first recognition he had a couple weeks ago, you know, he just worked harder. He just kept working harder because he knew what it takes to get a recognition. So it wasn't about the recognition. It was about the work that led to that. And then that's the kid that comes into work and, you know, puts on his hat every day, has his lunch pail in, and just to say, let's get it in. And that's how he plays. We were disappointed that he couldn't get a hat trick. I think me and you talked about it off air. You know, he did have a legitimate hat trick that was taken away by an offside call. So it would have been his first hat trick of his career, which would have been nice. So emotionally, he got his first hat trick. I know the stats it didn't really show, but yeah. But just great to see a kid that puts in so much work, not only help the team be successful, but get recognition from his teammates and then from the league. And Jose is just a guy that has just grown within our program. You know, redshirt freshman came in. We have adjusted his position 2-3 years into his career. He was a winger, came back to play defender. It wasn't, I mean, he'd be the first one to tell you, not a great defender, not a great 1v1 defender, but our style of play requires our defenders to be good on the ball. And we thought Jose could really help in our build-up play, could help get into the final third, and get crosses in the box. And that's exactly what he's been doing as of late. This is his second double assist game from a defender in two shutouts. So I think the recognition as a defender that is helping his defensive unit, and it's not alone, Matt Levy, Habib, Zach, Neil, Cole. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are playing in the defensive unit that are certainly contributors to the shutout. But when you're able to impact the game on both ends, you know, with a shutout plus two assists, is certainly deserving of the recognition. And Jose is a kid that's just grown and grown, and he's one of our two seniors right now. So it's great for him to get on those awards and really build confidence for himself too.
Looking ahead now to the weekend, North Florida coming to town. I say coming to town. They're coming across the street to play us on our field. Saw them just a couple of weeks ago. The result did not go our way. You know, but there's a lot more on the line here this time around. End of the regular season at home, rivalry game, number one seed on the line. You know what? You know, obviously there's a lot emotionally that has changed in just a couple of weeks. But what on the field have you guys identified that needs to change to reverse that result for you guys?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head, Matt. We're going to be able to try our best to put all those emotional things aside and focus on what we felt we were not very good at in the first round against UNF. And that's exactly the guys luckily are coming into this week saying we need to prove ourselves to ourselves, not to anybody else, that we're better than what we displayed against UNF in the first game. They were disappointed with themselves. The guys, you know, right after the game, put their hands up collectively as a group and said, we weren't good enough. And it's something, not something that UNF did against us, or it's something that, you know, we just didn't have a good night on the night. And sometimes it happens. It's unfortunate when it happens in a rivalry game, because you want more for your school and for your alumni and what it represents to the city. But you just, you know, that night just wasn't a good night for our boys. And they know that. So even with all of the things that are on the line, you know, the local rivalry, the opportunity to clinch a title, to finish first. And, but it's really, it even not even a revenge thing. It's really more just proving to ourselves that we're better than what we showed. And we can do that on Saturday night. We have an opportunity to try again, build it off. Now UNF is on a good spin too. After they beat us, they beat Stetson. They're a good team. They're a difficult team to play against. They're well coached, they're well organized, they're tough mentally. So we're in for a battle. So we need to be the absolute best version of ourselves going into Saturday. And this week needs to represent our best preparation week going into what it ultimately is the biggest game of the season.
Any message for the fans on the way out here? I know we're still working with the limited capacity and all that stuff, but so far the crowds have been great. The crowds that can be there and have been responsible. Just as we close out the pod here this week, just any message to them as we head into the final week of the regular season?
Yeah, you're right. Our fans, especially the last couple of games, as everyone understood and got more comfortable with our social distancing within our facility. You know, our facility is big enough that you really can separate if you feel uncomfortable being in crowds. So last couple of games, we've had that. We've had a bigger crowd than early in the season as people didn't really know how to navigate that. Now we know, and we have a great crowd, and they've been a huge boost in getting us two conference wins. And so I just welcome everyone to come out and be part of, you know, a potential conference clinching, regular season clinching title, getting us a number one seed and beating a local time rival. But ultimately, it's going to be a great game. It's two teams that enjoy playing, two teams that are attractive, and it's always a battle when we play against them. So if we can secure a home field advantage, I really encourage our fans to come out and be a part of it. Come to Southern Oaks, one of the best facilities in the A-Sun. I'm biased. I think it's the best facility in the A-Sun. But, you know, our field is great. Our environment is fantastic. It's family-friendly. So I really do recommend and encourage our fans to come out in loads to help us secure that win.
Excellent, Coach. We're all looking forward to it. We'll all be watching. And good luck. And hopefully we're talking this week about a home game in the this time next week about a home game in the conference tournament.
That's right, Matt. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Coach. This has been another episode of Kicking It with Coach Ruiz, presented by Baptist Health.